there along with the Grants Farm Animals, Ronald McDonald, World Bird Sanctuary, a helicopter landing, exercise classes, and much more. It's sponsored by Jim Butler Chevrolet, Atlas 46, Show Me Weights, Throttle Net, and the City of Fenton. It's all free with donations going to Backstoppers. Go to FentonMo.org for more information.
At Firestone, take advantage of the Bonus Savings Day Spring Event and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whenever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Get that hat.
Leave your worries.
Those worries on the doorstep.
Just direct your feet.
And now here's Dan Strauss, professional singer and bass player, to take it from here. Take it, Dan.
Can't you hear?
Listen to that.
That pitter pat.
Oh, yeah. I'll sing with you. Go ahead, I'll do the Tina part.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
Hey, you sounded pretty good.
In the shade with those blues on parade.
Tell you about I'm not afraid. And here's why, because this roller.
Uh-oh. Here you are, all equally worthless.
Well, Peon just proved that.
Yep.
I never had a cent. Take it, Dad. Come on.
I'd be rich as Rockefeller.
Whoa, yeah. Let's wrap it up, Dan.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I'm sorry, Peon, for not including you, but Dan and I are kind of professional singers.
Oh, I mean,
I understand. He's actually a real band person and singer. Oh. I'm a wannabe. But you've never expressed any real interest in singing.
No, I haven't.
We can bring you up sometime. We're going to do some Elvis songs.
No, bring him up if you're doing Queen.
No, we're going to do some Elvis songs.
No, he does.
Oh, you're talking about Frank.
Oh, no, I'm talking about you.
Me?
Yeah.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean a fool. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. My whole life through loving you. Okay. If I get started, I can't stop. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is the 15th day of March, but it's not just the 15th day of March. It's also the Ides of March.
Mm.
Now, Peon, maybe you could look this up. I barely remember this from school, but there was a soothsayer. Soothsayer is like a predictor, a fortune teller,
right.
Clairvoyant. And he said to Brutus, now is this a Shakespeare thing or is it?
I think so.
No.
Brutus?
Julius Caesar.
Well, so this is just history.
But I think, I think it's real history.
Did
they
say Brute or
something? No. Hang on. You're getting ahead of you. That was later. But Julius Caesar was walking by, and the soothsayer said to him, he said, "Beware the Ides of March," meaning be very careful on the 15th of March. And guess what happened on the 15th of March? He was stabbed by Brutus. Brutus, as you know, was Popeye's enemy.
Yes, he was.
And he wasn't only the enemy
before
of Popeye.
Before it switched to Bluto.
When Bluto, so he had there three enemies.
Two,
he hated Bluto, Brutus, and Julius Caesar, apparently. And so
he stabbed Caesar.
So let's see. Brutus hated Popeye, and he hated Bluto because Bluto sort of took his place in some of the cartoons.
Yeah.
But he really didn't like Julius Caesar. So sure enough, as the soothsayer predicted, on the Ides of March, the 15th of March, Brutus stabbed Julius Caesar, and Julius Caesar turned to him and said, "Et tu, Brute?" And then died.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Et tu, Brute.
That means you too, Brutus. In other words, you also have turned against me and turned on me. You too, Brutus. And then what you don't learn from a lot of history classes, but thank goodness I had Mr. Burke, so he gave us, as Paul Harris says, the rest of the story.
That's Harvey that says.
And he not only said, "Et tu, Brute," but as he's dying, he said, "And I was just about to introduce my new salad."
Oh.
But they did go ahead and complete his, and fulfill his wishes for his Caesar salad.
Oh.
As we all, and that's a true story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Brutus, the real backstory is Brutus was jealous of him because Brutus had his own salad.
Uh-huh.
And And then the Caesar salad looked like it was going to be more popular.
What was the Brutus salad called?
Nobody knows, because it never got off the ground.
Oh.
Never got off the ground.
It had Brutus dressing on it.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Yeah, you, no kidding, nothing. That's exactly
I get
it was.
The et tu. That's Latin,
et
right?
Et tu, yes. You.
But why
tu.
Does Brutus change to Brute? I've never heard of a name being changed.
Well,
by
to protect the innocents.
Well, again, I know
the
a
innocents.
Lot.
What's an innocent?
I know a lot of stuff most people don't know because I dig and I study. Hmm. Brute was a nickname, a cruel nickname. They called Brutus as a little kid on the playground, and he didn't like it. Brute. He said, "My name's Brutus. Stop it." And of course, once they knew it aggravated him, and then when it got to be a big deal, you know, nobody did that anymore, except as he's dying, as Caesar's dying, he got in the last jab by calling him Brute again, which he hated. Oh, et tu, Brute. Oh, that made Brutus so mad he wanted to kill him. Then he realized he'd already killed him. Yeah, Brutus was like a bully, and Brute sounded kind of fruity.
Yeah.
And sissy, and he didn't like it. And so that's why Caesar said to him, et tu, Brute, because he knew as the last thing he said, it would make him mad.
Hmm.
And then Julius Caesar's wife, or girlfriend, I'm not sure which, after he died, turned to everyone and said, "We have to see that he goes on and that this salad catches on." And sure enough, even today, I mean,
Salad,
Caesar salad.
The salad caught on, but they also opened up a chain of little places that sold concert tickets and everything. It's Orange Julius, because they really got into the orange industry, too.
Orange Julius sells concert tickets? They sell Orange Julius drinks.
No, not anymore. They used to sell concert tickets, but the Julius.
You know. Well, do you know the story of how that happened?
No.
Apparently, as he was dying, someone went over and sort of cradled him and picked up his head, and he said, "How doest I look?" That's how they talked back then.
Oh.
And they said, "Well, to be honest, you're turning orange, Julius." Some people turn blue. Mm. And then he said, "Quick, make up that special concoction I like."
Oh.
And it was orange juice and some kind of cream.
Yeah, and stuff.
And that's how Orange Julius got started.
Whoa.
Because they said, "You're turning orange, Julius." That's a true story.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you really... History can be fun and interesting, but you have to take the time to, you know, study it.
Yeah.
And learn the truth. And that's the truth about...
And Brutus was actually mad about his salad, but we don't know the name of his salad yet.
No, we don't. And I'll tell you another true story. There's a person in this town of St. Louis who's pretty well known. When he was born, he was named after the part of this string of events, because people knew that Brutus was going to try to kill Julius Caesar. They just did. That's why the soothsayer said, "Where are the eyes of March?"
Mm-hmm.
He became known, as because he was stalking him, as a Julius hunter. And that's how one of our news people a few years ago actually got his name when he was born. They named him. Yeah, Julius Hunter.
Did not know that.
That's true. That's a, anything else you want to know about history?
No.
Okay.
Not right now.
All right. That's a lot to take in.
It is.
For one show. Well, welcome everybody to
the
Large
Morning
Show.
Well,
this is the Learning Show. To the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the Ides of March. Also, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it there, I knew you'd be right. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, did you know what I found out today?
And
thanks to Sherry.
I sure don't.
Back in the traffic department, she posted.
You know that most people listening do not know what a traffic department is. They have not even shown.
Yeah, they take care of the logs and the program logs, which give you the commercial times and everything. Like Ian will have a log in front of him, a piece of paper with all of the commercials and the times they're supposed to run and everything. Sherry puts all that together.
Right here.
There it is.
That's called traffic.
Correct, Dan.
Yeah.
It's called traffic.
Traffic. So Sherry shared this and actually put it on our Facebook page, and it's about the planet Uranus, which 2 days ago was discovered in 1781 by William Herschel.
Herschel, yeah.
But 63 Earths can fit inside Uranus.
Wow.
So you could jam 63 of our planets, jam that into Uranus.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whew.
Wow. That's how big it is.
That Uranus is big.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
So that's on our Facebook page. It's one more reason why the learning show.
You can't get this anywhere else.
No.
Mm-hmm. You just can't. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, that was kind of mine, I guess.
That was...
Well, let's turn now to Eon the Peon. Eon, Peon?
Wait, thank you very much.
I almost called you by your real name. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I have one thing. I saw this, and we'll see if Dan, who is kind of the resident hockey expert here, I wonder if he knows this.
I would say so, yeah.
There is a rule in hockey that if... I just found this out today, that if the starting goalie and the backup goalie both get hurt in the course of a game, do you know about this rule?
No.
Rule 5.3 allows almost anybody to suit up in net as a replacement.
Yeah. Anybody like in the
including
the
from the crowd.
Oh, come on.
Are you kidding? The crowd?
Dan, this is your chance.
Examples have included a team video producer and an embroidery shop owner.
Really?
Where's the other in the article here? In fact, some teams, some teams carry three goalies sometimes.
Why
that's not
they
the
take
norm.
Somebody off the bench and put them in there?
Sometimes they can.
But you have to be a goalie, though. If you put a player that's never played in goal.
Yeah, but that'd be better. Any hockey player would be better than
all of these people, they had been a goalie in previous, never maybe professional.
Okay.
So some teams will actually have emergency goalies either that live real close to the stadium or actually show up to the games just in the stands in case, I guess, if they know maybe one or two of their goalies are having issues with injuries at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just thought that.
Who, this is a true story. Who is the, I can't think of his name, and I'll tell you the story, but it's true. A very famous goalie from years and years and years ago. He played for a long, long time. Dan, who am I thinking of here?
St. Louis?
Go back. I don't.
Liut?
Mike Liut. Glenn Hall?
Who?
Glenn Hall?
It would have to be a Blues
Jacques
boy,
Plante,
though, right?
Is somebody
Curtis
from...
Curtis Joseph.
Curtis Joseph.
That's it. That you had him, he was still on
had
the phone.
Had a little run-in with him.
Yeah.
Cujo, they called him.
Yeah.
He, somehow somebody got a word to him that he had this kid was a huge fan of his. He was in the hospital. It's that typical story like Babe Ruth goes to the hospital. I'll hit it for you, kid. And so Cujo finds out that this kid is sick, and he tells the kid, he says, yeah, he visits him in the hospital, and the kid's there with his dad by his bedside, and he said, son, if you'll get well, you'll be my guest, and you'll be right up close, right there against the plexiglass, and then you'll be back in the locker room, and we'll have dinner. It'll be a night you'll never forget, but to do it, you want to get well. And that was enough inspiration and motivation. That kid recovered, got well, and... he and his dad spent an entire afternoon and evening with Cujo, so it was just the father, the son, and the goalie host.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. It could have, it could have been any goalie.
Well, it could have been, but it wasn't. It was
Cujo.
It was Curtis Joseph.
Well, he's always been a nice guy.
So, yeah, I guess the rule was you had to be for a while before 2013. Yeah, I just kind of. It was limited to people who were amateurs before. But now that they changed the rule in 2013. So I would imagine with Martin Brodeur as the goaltender coach now for the Blues, he could.
Oh, he could come
essentially
out.
Suit up if they are both injured.
Because he's
where else would you learn this?
Yeah, nowhere. I had no idea.
Here,
so
and he's only been retired for what?
A year, or two
years?
I guess.
Yeah,
year
or two. Not long.
How can you retire if you never tired?
I know.
That's another one of those things. Well, I tired and then I retired.
Yeah.
I wanted to tire all over again. Well, but again, it's a good example. Thank you, Peon, because that's the kind of thing. Ask somebody right now that listens to the old folks station. Hey, did you know that just a civilian can go in and be goalie? They go, what are you talking about? They don't know. They don't listen to the show.
Yeah, yes. I knew players would do it. Some other players on the bench, like usually a defenseman, at some point throughout their career, even as a kid or something, has played goalie at some point. And they've talked about, well, if something happens to this goalie, then they have so-and-so, and they'll name a defenseman. It's generally a defenseman that would do it. But I didn't know anything about going into the
crowd. And most of the time, they don't make it to the ice. Usually, they'll get a minor league guy up there in time. Or because I think that embroidery shop owner was like 51 at the
how
time.
How nervous
they signed
would
him.
You be? I mean, how would you not be a nervous wreck? It's exciting yet frightening.
Oh yeah, you would have you would not want to be out there. I know that much. But it said in 2011, the Minnesota Wild signed a 51-year-old embroidery shop owner who started playing goalie just at age 37.
Wow.
And but it looks like he only made it through warm-ups, and that was it.
So. Still a thrill and frightening at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I can relate to that was like exciting and scary was one time when I was on a flight, and it was all the way out to California, and it was a 747. And the pilot and the co-pilot passed out for some reason, and the flight attendant came on. Does anybody know how to fly an airplane? And I raised my hand. She came back and got me, and I went up in the cockpit, and then I safely landed the 747. Nobody even knew. The passengers didn't even know. It was just so smooth. And I never even flown a jet.
Never did that?
That's a true story. So that's kind of how I can relate to the...
You were
nervous.
Loaded with true stories
nervous.
Today.
Yeah, I was very nervous. Anything else?
No, that was it. That was all I had.
Dan, you have nothing else?
No.
All right, close it out. There it is, slamming shut. The Burke segment is officially closed. We are going to do a little business, and then we're going to talk to you before Dr. Doug comes on the 4 o'clock hour. So after this break, if you've never called before, please call. First time, get it out of your system. The nerve's over with, and it'll be easy. We'd love to talk to you. We don't care. It's the only show where when you call, there's not somebody. They're called screeners. And they go, what do you want to talk about? We don't care. We just need a first name. So we'll get to that. After we get to this, our longest-running advertiser, American Equity Mortgage, 25 years. Do you have a home? Are you a homeowner? There are situations, and I do understand how sometimes it is smarter to rent than it is to own a home. I get that. But I think at some point, most people want what we still consider to be the American dream, have your own house. And when you get to that point, you have the down payment and you're ready to go. All you need is the mortgage company. Might we suggest American Equity Mortgage? For those of you who have homes and you are homeowners, we will also suggest you call them or contact them when something comes along where you need money that you don't have. You didn't see this coming. You sort of did. As in the case of, let's see, a wedding. Daughter finally gets married. She's 47, and you sort of thought, well, I'm going to dodge that bullet, and I have to pay. Oops, and then she meets somebody. Now there's a wedding to pay for, or there's a hospital bill. Insurance didn't quite come through all the way, and you need to come up with some money. This is where owning a home is a tremendous benefit, because you get to borrow money at, you know, based on today's current low interest rates and, of course, your credit rating. So you contact American Equity Mortgage, say, hey, I need some cash for something, and then they'll take a look at your equity and go, you bet. You've got equity in your house. You are the perfect person. We love to lend money to people like you. And then more than likely, they'll be able to work something out that's great for everybody, and everybody wins. You have the cash you need, and your interest rate is low, and you're working with a terrific company that's been doing this for a long time. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or... And please don't confuse this number with any other, just because the other number is sort of similar. You want to call 314-878-9999.
All right, let's see how traffic looks right now and check in with Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, we had a tough morning. So far, we're starting off pretty rough as well. Northbound on Highway 270. Got a crash just north of Olive blocking the two left lanes. Then as you backed up to almost Ladue, southbound 270 drivers, of course, are slowing to take a look. We're already starting to build volume westbound on Highway 64 near Hampton. Eastbound on 64 backs up from Union Station to the Poplar. This update brought to you by Wild Alaska Seafood. Put Wild Alaska Seafood on your table tonight. Alaska Seafood is a heart-healthy choice for you, your family, and the planet. Find details at wildalaskaseafood.com. Frank Ladd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey. I am so excited to be part of the Big 550 KTRS Sports Department. Listen to Jim Huer and I weeknights at 6:30. It's going to be a blast.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show on KTRS.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My water heater broke down.
Sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my water heater?
I'm afraid not.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait! Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-860-CASH and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the Cash Call at 877-860-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, not available in Washington State. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, and restrictions.
That's 877-860-CASH.
RTP and Husqvarna are celebrating spring by giving you green. When you purchase a qualifying Husqvarna powered by Honda Walkmower at RTP from April 1st through June 15th, you'll receive a $50 mail-in rebate. With powerful Honda engines, 3-in-1 cutting systems, and all-wheel drive capability, Husqvarna Walkmowers deliver superior performance and features for a beautiful lawn you'll be proud of. To purchase your Husqvarna mower or have one serviced, visit RTP at 427 West Outer Road in Valley Park. Or call 636-825-8300.
Are you a roaring Missouri Tigers fan? Or do you chant for the Fighting Illini? Come choose your side at the 2017 Bragging Rights game happening on Tuesday, April 4th at GCS Credit Union Ballpark. Tickets start at just $10 to watch two elite teams battle it out. Get all-inclusive tickets for just $50. For entry, call 618-337-3000 or visit the Grizzlies website at gatewaygrizzlies.com. GCS Credit Union Ballpark. Your home for affordable family fun.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up.
Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis. Encore tastefully displays upscale furnishings that are worthy of a repeat performance. The inventory is constantly changing and consists of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There is something for everyone at Encore Consignment Gallery in the Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, you folks who are holding, you hold on about another minute because I am going to get to you and we're going to talk to some people, some maybe we've never talked to before, and I'm looking forward to that. Deliberately made a spot just for you after I do this. There are lots of stores that are very much like lots of other stores. You know what I'm talking about. You've been in them. Amini's is not one of those stores. You walk into Amini's, the one thing you will not say is, well, it's just like a lot of other places. No, it's not. You can find some of the things in there other places, and usually it's some of the things in the same category, but lesser quality. Mediocre quality, junk quality, pretty good quality. Everything in Amini's is top of the line. They only deal in, how should I put this, the best of the best for people who are discriminating shoppers and people who have done well enough that they are going to treat themselves for once to something that's not going to have to be replaced every couple of years. I'm talking primarily about patio furniture, which ever since they've been in business, they have been well known for the place to go for the finest patio furniture that's made anywhere. And a lot of it's made in the United States. And now they're into other home furnishings, bedroom furniture, living room furniture, cocktail tables, things like that, accent pieces. So I hope you're going and check that out. Now, if you think, well, everything he's talked about so far, I'm not interested in. How about this? Are you interested in a shuffleboard table, a pool table, pinball machines, arcade games? If you are, they have that too. They have home theater furniture. They have a Jaffe lighting department upstairs. If you have never been there, I have to wonder why. Why have you not gone in yet? I don't know what the answer could be, but let's fix that. I want you to just go in there, even if it's just to look around. Have your picture taken. Whoever you're with, have them take the camera, take your picture, or have Eric or somebody in the store take your picture in front of that $700,000 handmade, beautiful oriental rug that's hanging there that came out of the home of some prince or sheik or something. That rug is 153 years old. You'll see it hanging there with a price tag on it of $700,000. I don't expect anybody to buy it. It's really there just so you can see that something like that actually exists. That alone is a reason to go into Amini's. It's a good reason to go. But once you're in there, you're going to see lots of other things that if you don't purchase them there, you're going to walk out of there saying, you know what, we're going to come back and we're going to get that. I want that for our house. Nothing else like it. Amini's. Copper top on the building. Incredible selection of things and a collection of different items you just don't see in any other store. It is a fun, terrific place to go that everybody of any age in the family will enjoy spending a little time in. Be sure to tell them, as you usually do, that you're AM and the PM. We appreciate that. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. Scott's been waiting a long time, and we appreciate it. Scott, how are you?
Doing good, Frank. Now, I think I need the problem solvers.
Well, they have not been needed for quite a while, but they're always on standby. Oh, yeah. And, of course, you need us then, because we are.
The problem solvers.
Wow, what's the problem, Scott?
Well, I mean, you're in, how many years have you been married?
I've been married 46 years. It'll actually be 46 years this June.
Okay, I'm going on 42. And now let's figure a couple things out. Now, you and your wife probably have a little fun around the mattress area, what, maybe once, twice a year?
No.
What do you think they are?
Well, you think she's an nymphomaniac?
Well, okay, maybe that's the way it is when you're at 46, but I'm at, like I said, 42. Mm. Now, you know, so I'm looking at it, it's like spring and fall, okay? All right, now, in the, like, this happened last weekend. I said, hey, you know, Saturday morning, are we going to have a little fun tonight? She goes, sure. That night rolls around, and I said, hey, you ready to have a good time? She goes, well, you know the clocks are turning back.
Oh, boy.
Oh, lose an hour, though. They're going forward.
So she gives you the old we lose an hour routine.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott, here's the mistake you made. First of all, never give them like a 10-hour heads-up warning. don't do that. Hey, how about tonight? No. Of course, that gives her all day to come up with something.
Oh, yeah.
I said, hey, you know, this is we're going to have fun. And she goes, you know that hour we were going to do it? Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, a whole hour gone.
No.
Should I double that when we get the hour back in the fall?
Oh, no. It won't work that way.
Well, here's the problem.
She's got till November to come up with some other excuse. What's the problem, Dan?
Well, Scott's been married 42 years, and he's pushing for an hour. He's not going to be able to go 2 hours.
Well, they say, you know, if it lasts 4 hours, you should call the doctor. So I got him on speed dial.
Oh, well.
Oh, sure you do.
Yeah.
Sure you do. Now, there's no real solution to this, Scott. She's had 42 years to think up all kinds of excuses, from headaches to time change. It's just the way it is.
And then you gave her too much of a heads up.
Stop giving her what they consider a warning. She looks at that as, it's a warning. Uh-oh, here it comes. You can't do that. You got to spring it on them.
I'll let you know next year, and I think you solved it.
Next year.
We've done it again. Scott, check in with us November when the time changes again.
I'll do that. All right,
thank you. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks.
I hope young guys, we've done it again. We're the singer.
Oh,
yeah. Done it again. What's the matter with you?
We've done it again.
I hope he will check it, because that's when it changes again. It's November.
Yeah, poor guy.
I dread that, too. But let's just enjoy what we have. Longer daylight hours. Ooh, yeah. I love that. Mike is here. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
How can we help you?
Yeah, I got two things. The other day, you guys were talking about eating the shark meat. Remember that? I tried to call in that day. It reminded me of a safety tip. It talks about if you're ever attacked by a shark, the first thing you do is you punch him in the nose as hard as you can with your fist.
Right.
And it's supposed to disorient them and give them a chance to get away. The second thing you do is you poke him in the eye with your bloody stump.
after he bites your hand off. That's exactly what I thought you were going to say, because that sounds easy. Punch him in the nose. That's where his mouth is, right there. So as you punch, he opens, and there goes your hand. And that's a good tip.
One last thing I got. Sure. About the Uranus. We were sitting at the dinner table last year, and my son, I don't know, fourth or fifth grade, and we're sitting there eating dinner, and I said, how was school today? Dad, did you know Uranus is a gas giant?
Well, he's right. Your son's
eyes
smart.
Just popped wide open.
No, yeah, but, and I wrote it.
But your son is very smart, because it's true. It is made up of a tremendous amount of gas, which I think is very appropriate for a planet named Uranus. So your son is doing well in school. That's good.
My wife gave me that look, don't you even keep going, you know, that kind of look. And but I told him, I said, yeah, there's a big black hole by Uranus, too. And he goes, no, there's not, Dad. It would suck it in. So.
And I'm sure now your wife is really giving you the stink eye, because wives don't think that kind of talk is funny.
No, she doesn't go for that. Just pronounce Uranus here. Uranus.
Of course she does.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling, Mike. See, great callers. Linda is next. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Well, yesterday during the Playhouse, you were talking about Girl Scout cookies.
Right.
And like them or not, I saw something amazing at the grocery store a couple days ago.
Right.
You know how when you go to the checkout, there's sometimes a card there that'll have those little tickets you tear off and hand to the checker, and when they scan it, it donates to a charity and puts it on your grocery tab?
Right.
Okay. They had one there that said Girl Scouts of America. Mm-hmm. And there were three little tickets, $4, $12, and $20. And when you have them scan it, your tax-deductible donation goes to the Girl Scouts, and the cookies go to the USO.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Is that awesome or what?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, when I ordered my cookies, I don't know, a month or so ago, on the cookie sheet, they said you can buy one and have it donated to a troop overseas, too. So it looks like, yeah, they're doing that with a bunch of the ways to order.
I think it's a wonderful idea because it helps the Girl Scouts, and they're finding fewer and fewer places to sell their cookies. Door-to-door is scary. A lot of parents won't let kids do that. And a lot of the stores now are saying, no, you can't put up a table outside the store anymore.
Yeah, shame on the stores, because
I know
that's a safe place. I get going door-to-door with a bunch of pedophile creeps, but shame on the stores for putting an end to that.
Yeah, but at any rate, another thing I wanted to mention to you.
All right.
You usually, like before Christmas, you tell Christmas jokes all week. You haven't told an Irish joke yet this week.
No. We tell one every show that's right before St. Patrick's Day, and since St. Patrick's Day is Friday and I'm on assignment, tomorrow I will tell the same Irish joke we tell every year.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
You mean the two drunken
Irish? Yes. That's it.
Go back a few years. Remember the Irishman working in the manhole outside the House of Ill Repute? You haven't told that one in about 8 years.
I'm trying to think of what that is. That does not ring a bell.
Well, I'll get
that. Oh, is it a sign? No.
They're watching people going in and out.
Okay, and there's a priest involved.
Oh, well, sure. Of
is there?
A clergyman, yes.
Okay. I think I remember.
Okay.
It's hard to replace, now I don't want to give it away, the drunks that we tell. That's just,
well, this is one that you told. You told it years and years
I remember.
Ago, many times.
I barely remember it, yeah.
Right. And then there's your quick hit joke about the gay Irishman, their names.
They're now Gerald Fitzpatrick and Patrick Fitzgerald. Yeah, that's actually the joke right there. That's the whole joke. That's it. All right, Linda, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, same to you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
She remembers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that House of Ill Repute thing, I sort of remember it, but what happens is, if I tell a joke two or three times, some of them I just decide, you know what, it's not quite good enough to be in the Playhouse. If you're a joke, you got to be like the cream of the crop joke, and that one just on a 1 to 10 needs to be a 10. It's like an 8 or 9 to me. But the drunks, I know we've told it forever and ever, but it's still to me the Irish bar joke of all Irishmen at a bar. So we'll do it tomorrow. Pat is next. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I need you guys to, you know, to tone it down a little bit because I'm home recovering from surgery, and I'm getting better too fast. I don't want to have to go back.
That's good. I think what you could do, flip over to the old folks station.
No, I don't want to do that either.
No.
Then you'll get really sick again.
I don't want to do that.
You get sleepy.
Yeah, and also, this may be sexist, but I think that, you know, and when you're in the hospital, that all the nurses in attendance should be knockouts.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
It helps with recovery so much.
Well, let's what about this? What if you're old enough that you are at an age as a man that you might wonder, do I have an issue with the erectile dysfunction? That's a good way, while you're in the hospital, to test it.
Well, especially with the surgery that I had, I wasn't going to be able to check that anyway.
I know it's sexist, but look, if I had my way and were king of the world, flight attendants would look like they did in the 50s and 60s. All nurses would be the same kind of nurses you see in porn when the nurse comes in and it takes her blouse off. I mean, that's just the way men think, right or wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you.
Oh, yeah. So you guys got to tone it down because, I get maybe 4 weeks here and
All right, Pat. You got it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You got to sneak one more in? I think I can.
Yep.
Talk to John. John, how are you?
Hey, everybody. John from Texas here.
Oh, John from Texas. What's going on?
Oh, hey, last week, Dion, if you remember that list you were going down by year, the different snack foods,
yes.
I guess.
I think it was 1973-ish, you ran over a product called Kugel.
Yes.
The peanut butter. Oh, my God, man. That they have this peanut butter or banana-flavored peanut butter.
And banana, I was like the first. Banana-flavored peanut butter?
Oh.
Sounds good to me.
And my mom would ship me off to, you know, first grade with these little sandwiches, Wonder Bread and that banana-flavored peanut butter. And then they stopped making it. And, I mean, 40-something years later, how come nobody's...
No, I'll tell you what's better, and I've done this. Just mush up bananas with peanut butter. Mash a bunch of bananas like you make peanut butter jelly. Just mix it all up, mash it up together. It's fantastic. It's better.
Well, I can do that, of course.
I bet it's better than the pre-mixed stuff. Sort of, if you've ever bought a jar of that peanut butter jelly, that it's not the same. It's not as good.
This was unbelievable. I know they came out, I saw it in St. Louis a couple of years ago. I think it was Planters.
I've never heard of it. Have you guys heard of banana-flavored peanut butter?
No.
No.
I've never heard of it.
I'm surprised they don't have it now because they have so many other things that they've incorporated and put
especially
in different
since
foods.
We know the king loved peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. For all these years, how come nobody has tried it again? I don't get it.
No, but I've mashed many bananas in with peanut butter, and it's terrific. So
exactly.
You do what you have to do, John. How's everything in Texas?
Well, we're trying to warm up here. I see you guys have had some cold days and snow.
Yep.
All that business. So we'll take care. As always, I appreciate it.
Hi, John. So do we. Thank you. That guy is an avid listener. I get emails from him down in Texas. He listens, I think, every day. So we're global, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We are. Yeah. I listened to the station when we were in the Dominican Republic. Tested out the app there. Worked great.
I did too. And I was surprised. It did work.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little business, and then we're going to have some news. And Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us as he does every Wednesday. If you have a pet, and we have four. We have Max and Goldie, and they're getting up there. They're dogs, and they are getting up there in years. And it's going to be very sad when we have to say goodbye to Max or Goldie. And we have our two cats, Penis, P-E-N-I-S, pronounced Penis, and Vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way you pronounce it, Vagina. So we're going to get them in here because they love when Dr. Doug comes. They sit around, little ears perked up. They love listening to him. And you will, too. If you have a pet and you have a question, please feel free to call. Apparently, this is a segment that you never know if a segment's going to work or last. And what's it been, like 14 years or something? So I think this segment's going to do okay. So he'll be here in the 4 o'clock hour. I need to tell you about surveillance cameras. I just got a GoPro camera. Now, that's not a surveillance camera, but Peon, I know you know what a GoPro is, and Dan, I'm sure you do.
What are you going to use it for?
I don't know. I think I'm going to, at the lake this spring and summer, attach it to my boys bought a pontoon boat, and we pull a tube with my grandson. So I think I'll have it back there on the tube and get video from that perspective, and then from the boat out back of the tube, which you could do with any camera, I know.
Do you have any, you have a couple different drones, right? Do they all have their own cameras on them?
Yeah, I have one real good drone, and it already has its own camera with a gimbal and a stabilizer, so I don't know. I'm not a snowboarder, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I like cameras, and I like high-quality cameras, and you're going to really like, now these aren't necessarily going to, protect me from somebody bad, although one of the things I am going to do with one, I'm going to stick it up on the dashboard of White Lightning and get some great video, but every time I've ever done that, nothing happens in traffic. Nothing. As soon as I don't have it in there, then some guy flips off the road or something. My point is this. We live in an age of cameras, and I always sort of assume that wherever I am, there's a camera somewhere. If I decide to do something not nice, like, urinate on somebody's yard or something, that I'm going to be caught and charged with exposing myself. I just think there are cameras everywhere, and I'm okay with that, except, if in the bathrooms or something. Surveillance cameras have, since they've come a long, long way, except for these stores that I see on the news where they still, for whatever reason, have decided to stay with their old grainy black and white, can't make out what the bad guy really looks like video. I don't know what that's about. They probably still have a VHS tape that's recording it all. Get rid of that stuff. You businesses that have surveillance cameras, bring it up to speed, up to date. Gateway Lock and Security will do that for you. And these are ultra high definition cameras, and what that means is you can zoom in and you're not going to lose the picture. It's not going to go all pixelated on you. You can zoom right into the nose hair on the bad person. The other thing that happens with surveillance cameras is in many cases there is no crime, because they see those cameras and go, let's go somewhere else, because we've already been captured. They already have us recorded looking at the camera. So let's get out of here. Everything about it's a good idea. Now, to me, even a better idea, I have no problem with alarms and calling the police, and that's fine. But that's not any insurance that you're going to nab the person that's done what they've done to you or your business or a family member. And if you've ever had anybody get into your property or in your car who didn't belong there, it's a dirty feeling. It's like somebody touched you who shouldn't have touched you, and I want them caught. The best way to catch them is bring the police in and go, there, right there on the video, that's the guy or the guys. Gateway Lock and Security can make that possible. And then think about, again, the reality that it might prevent the act from taking place to begin with. You can find out everything you need to know, and I hope you will check their website out, and that's where you'll go. It's gatewaylockandsecurity.com. That's gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Dr. Doug is coming in after the news. Don't go away. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.